TGIF.
Thank God it's...
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
It's Friday!
Thank God it's...
It's Friday!
Friday! This should be like one of those fist-pumping moments in the car, right?
Totally.
Hallelujah, made it to the weekend! Now everyone's going to be out and about shopping this weekend.
Yep.
The countdown is on, right?
Yep.
You didn't watch the Alec Baldwin thing.
I just had a busy day yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't even think I watched.
Well, you go to bed at 5 o'clock anyway. It was on at 8.
Oh, I would have never watched it. But I didn't even tape it. I was so busy yesterday and didn't even think of anything.
I got to be honest. It didn't make him look good.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't. And I like him, and I felt for him during this whole thing. Like, I just can't imagine what it must feel like to be responsible for someone else's death.
So, the clip I saw made me like, oh.
Well, that was a teaser.
Sure. Yeah.
But he just came across as kind of defensive. And there were moments where he was really emotional and crying. But there were also moments where he was like, no, that's impossible. And he has that voice.
Yeah, that was good.
I kind of wish I had an Alec Baldwin voice.
I mean, that was kind of good.
Because he talks like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, I would never.
I would never pull a gun. I would never put a gun at someone.
Right, I heard him say, I'd never pull a trigger. Never.
Right.
Never.
So he says, and that's kind of the interesting thing, is he said, and this was the big takeaway, that he didn't pull the trigger. So the reason he was aiming the gun at her was because they were marking the shot. So she was actually, and this is the kind of messed up part, Helena Hutchins.
Mm-hmm.
Telling him to aim the gun at her, but not telling him to name the gun at her. She was looking at the monitor, and he had the gun for when he had to draw the gun.
Right.
And she was looking at this shot.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, okay, where's the gun going to end up in the shot?
Yeah.
And she would say left, a little bit down.
Okay.
And then he would have to pull it and hit that mark.
So that makes sense. If you're watching a movie, you can see where the gun, you know,
So you know, because she needs to know where the gun shows up in the shot. Mm-hmm. And he was told it was a cold gun, meaning there's no ammo in it. It could be a dummy round, which isn't a blank. That was the other thing I learned.
Yeah.
A blank banks a boom. A dummy round is, it may be a fake bullet in there, but there's no explosive stuff. So it doesn't.
But does something come out?
No.
Okay.
No, a dummy round doesn't even go bang.
Got it.
A dummy round is just so it looks like there's a bullet in there. If you can even see that.
Got it. Okay.
So she's saying, move this way, move this way. And then he was going to cock it, right? So he's cocking it.
Okay.
And he didn't even cock it completely, but he's got his hand off the trigger and he's cocking it.
Yep.
And then he's saying, can you see that? Can you see that? I move it here. I move it here. And then he's talking about, and I guess he let it go before pulling it all the way back.
Yep.
Let it go. And then it exploded, and he was like, and then all of a sudden and no one was wearing earplugs or anything, so everyone was shocked. It's loud.
Sure.
And then that was when she fell, and he thought maybe she fainted, and the director screamed because he had been shot, but he said that immediately they cleared, it was a small little church set, so they cleared it, and he didn't even know she'd been shot for like an hour. And then he found out she was dead when he was talking to the police.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that part of it was, you know, pretty heavy, like, you know, learning about that. But I don't know. There was just something about him that came across as kind of defensive.
And sure.
Like, at the very beginning, George Stephanopoulos goes, why now? You know, you've not spoken publicly about this.
Yep.
Why now? You know, the investigation is still underway. Why are you choosing to speak out now? And basically he said, you know, there are a lot of sources, you know, that say things that are that are true and that are not true. And he basically said he wanted to set the record straight for some of the reporting that he felt was wrong.
Yeah.
And it kind of seemed like he was out there to defend himself, you know, and that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
But yeah, here's a little clip.
Now, in this scene, I'm going to cock the gun. And I said, do you want to see that? And she said, yes. So I take the gun and I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
So you have this Colt 45. You just pulled
the hammer as far back as I could without cocking the actual.
And you're holding on to the hammer.
I'm holding that. I'm just showing. I go, how about that? Does that work? You see that? Do you see that? She goes, yeah, that's good. I let go of the hammer. Bang, the gun goes off.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it must have been drawing. But yeah, I don't know. It was one of those things where I was like, it was interesting learning a little bit more. And I do feel like you learn a little bit more about it. But
yeah.
I'm not sure that it necessarily.
I wonder if that's all on film.
Do you see that?
Like all of that is like a pre-roll or whatever it is.
I don't know, because they were marking, they weren't filming, and they usually don't, especially on a low budget movie, they're not going to waste up film.
Yeah.
You know, if it, so I don't know.
I mean, he's a jarring guy. He's that guy who you can see sort of he's out for himself, but like not, I don't know. He's hard to describe. So I can see him being.
It just came across as defensive more than reflective.
Mm.
Like I thought it was going to be reflective. Like, I can't believe this happened. You know, here's what I remember from that moment, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they got into, are there going to be lawsuits? And he said, I'm sure. He said, well, I would hope for, you know, it seems like he has a good relationship with her husband, the widow.
Yeah.
Widower.
The widow.
What do you?
Widower.
Forget which it is.
Widower. I feel like there's probably a bigger percentage of people that feel like it's not his fault. But
oh, it's not his fault. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. It's
well,
not
that's
his
why,
fault.
Well, like, it would be surprising he comes on and says, like, and is so defensive of it. It's sort of look, we get it.
Because
like,
even George Clooney said, every time I have ever been on a movie set with a gun, the dog is making his bed. I cock the, you know, if I'm looking at the gun, I check the gun myself. I show the gun to the person who I'm going to be aiming it at in a scene. We look at it. I check it myself before we use it in a scene. We do a different take. We check it again. Like he was talking about how scrupulous he is about checking the gun. And Alec Baldwin was asked about that in this. And he basically said, I have always been told that if I end up opening up the clip or opening up this or that, then I'm told, don't do that. Now I have to, by the prop person who, or their armor, mm-hmm. now I have to reset the gun.
Got it.
So he was told whenever he was given a gun, it's ready and, you know, to trust. And he said, and he's handled guns probably thousands of times in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously this has never happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, that part was like, okay, I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's like, no matter what, he's in a terrible position. Mm-hmm. You know, her family's in a terrible position. And whoever did it by accident, in theory,
who's
in a terrible position.
Yeah.
But they don't know. What if it was on purpose? That's the thing I go back to.
Did they discuss the armor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He. I felt bad for her after seeing
really?
It. Yeah. But I don't know. So I don't know if it'll change your mind, but it's worth watching.
Yeah.
I love that. I come in and I say, Kelly, did you watch the Alec Baldwin thing? And she goes, no. Oh my God. And I forgot to tape it. And I was like, oh, are we in 1999?
I did say that.
I didn't set my VHS timer record.
Well, now I hope it's on demand. I'm sure it is.
It's everything is always on demand. There's no such thing as I forgot to tape it, so I can't watch it.
I know.
Because it shows up somewhere.
It's, I know.
You know, you may have to subscribe to a different app or something, but everything is somewhere.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of weird. I actually thought about that last night because I was, before it started, I wasn't sure if Tim was going to be into watching it. Luckily, he was. And I was like, oh, great, let's just watch it now. Because I thought, I could watch it later somehow. And then I thought, did I set the time? And I was like, I don't even know how to tape something on my, I have like YouTube TV.
I
don't even know how to do that. Because I just find it somewhere.
Real.
Because that's how TV is now. If you can't, okay, well, I forgot to tape it. Oh, that's okay. It'll be somewhere.
Oh, I have so many shows taped.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I need to live your life.
Yeah, welcome to 2021. This brand new technology.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
It's called the internet. Kelly's over there later like, I gotta watch this Alec Baldwin interview.
Oh, God.
This is gonna take forever to download.